It is time for our conversation with Marcy and David from the BerkshireEdge.com. They join us every week. We rebroadcast it on the weekends. We take a look at just a few, and I do mean a few, of the many, many, many stories that are broken new and updated all the time at the BerkshireEdge.com. But it's nice to welcome them in before the big weekend. Good morning, David. Good morning, Marcy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The big weekend.
Yeah, the start of summer.
It's here. It's hard to believe, but after 2 years, it's the start of a summer that's almost getting back to normal.
Well, we hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's hard to tell. I mean, cases are rising here in the Berkshires. I notice that people are beginning to be nervous again, which is not good.
Well, hopefully it's just a passing phase, and we'll all get out to do the things that we love to do in our area.
Yes.
I'll start off with you talking about the Great Barrington Select Board, and they finally will submit a proposal on short-term rental law at a town meeting. Is this the beginning of the end, or is this just a prolongation of the battle?
Who knows? I mean, it's going to be a long town meeting.
Yeah.
I can tell you that. You know, this is, first of all, I mean, I assume most of your listeners know that, you know, Great Barrington, like so many New England towns, is governed by a town meeting process in which the town meets once a year, and then the members of the select board spend the rest of the year just executing or implementing what has been decided by the citizenry at town meeting. So we are having the Great Barrington Town Meeting is taking place on the 6th of June. And I think it's for the third year in a row, I think it's outdoors in the parking lot of the high school.
You know,
it ordinarily pre-COVID, it was in the
auditorium of the high school.
Right.
But
now, I mean, for the last couple of years, they very ingeniously set it up in the parking lot. So people are in their cars. They have the select board on a podium, which they construct there. And although there are microphones, they also have set up a radio system so that you can, if you're not worried about running down your battery, you can sit in your car and listen to it on the shortwave radio or the very local radio.
Yeah.
That's only, you can't stay home and listen, but it's available in the parking lot. And the short-term rental, I mean, this has been a fight that's been going on for about 8 or 9 months, would you say, David?
Yeah.
That one of our select board members proposed that short-term rentals be limited, and her point was to try to improve the housing crisis. I mean, there are no rentals available in the Berkshires. It's a terrible problem that, you know, people can't hire people because you can't find a place for them to live. With Lee's perception, Lee Davis, our select board person who proposes, that houses are being taken off the market because they're being bought by investors to be turned into Airbnbs. Now, this has been a terrible fight. I mean, this has been discussed over and over again at the select board meetings. And, you know, because there's money involved in this. And so there's been terrible disagreement among, you know, realtors, homeowners who feel that nobody should tell them what they can do with their house, people who counted on their homes for revenue. We had a letter from one woman who said that if she and her husband owned a big house, they had planned that when they retired and their incomes dropped, that they would buy a smaller house and they would use their big house, which they would no longer be living in, as a you know, as a source of revenue and income for them. Now, this would have been outlawed because the original proposal was that you would only be allowed to do short-term rentals in a home in which you lived or in a home on the property where you lived. And so if these people had moved to another home, they couldn't use their original home. It would no longer be their home, and they would no longer be living on the property. So there were lots of nuances in this.
Nuances and who knows where it's gonna, who knows where it goes from there.
Right. David, I've been doing
a lot. Yeah, no, go right ahead, Marcia. Yeah. You're doing a great job. And it's, but, you know, some of these people who count, who see their property, I mean, it's expensive to live in Great Barrington, and the taxes are really high. And so this is a potential source of revenue for their property that they own. But what we don't want is people snapping up, commercial rental operations, just snap up properties and houses and to rent them. So
the latest draft. So now, at the select board meeting on Monday night, they came up with the latest draft, which will be on the warrant. In other words, will be proposed for voting at the June.
And we have a link to it.
Yes.
Of course. Yep.
So the latest proposal would allow short-term rentals in either a primary or secondary unit. So that's a big difference. If the owner lives on premises, she or he can rent the short-term rental for an unlimited number of nights. If the owner lives elsewhere, the maximum number of nights is 150 nights or days per year, or nearly 5 months. So this is a big increase over the 90 days that was in the previous proposal. So now they've got a proposal that you can rent, on your own premises for an unlimited number of nights. But if you live elsewhere, you can rent for 150 nights per year. So that's the latest. And the short-term rentals have to be registered with the town, only one short-term rental per owner. Corporations may not rent out short-term rentals, and limited liability corporations can do so, but relevant details about the LLC, such as the identity of the owner, must be disclosed when you register with the town. So this is, this is a much more lenient or liberal or whatever proposal than what was originally discussed, which was 90 days max only if you live there.
It sounds a little confusing as well.
Yeah. Well, it's unlimited if it's your own home, and it's 150 nights if it's not your home. So that is not, or almost 5 months. But it does mean that, and the problem is that, you can make so much money on a short-term rental that why would you rent it to anybody who wants to live there year-round? I mean, it essentially, even with 150 nights allowed, it essentially takes the house off the market for And there are many businesses in the Berkshires who are desperate to hire people but can't hire people. I mean, we're looking for a reporter. We don't know if the reporter came from out of town where that person would live.
Yeah, it's a problem for just about anybody that has a business in this area that wants to hire.
Yeah.
And it's also a problem that people won't even look at this area. Even before you look for, people won't look for this area because, A, the lack of housing, the lack of affordable housing, and the price it costs to live here.
That's right.
It makes it very hard for businesses. There's no doubt about it.
And therefore, businesses, it's a vicious cycle because businesses don't thrive because they can't get workers. So that means that, you know, the circulation of money in the community is greatly diminished because they can't grow. We can't grow without housing. We can't then hire new people because we can't grow. It's a circular thing, and it's a big problem.
You know, it's one of those things that there doesn't seem to be an answer to, but sooner or later.
The answer is more short-term, more affordable housing, but of course.
Your
next story is one of your columnists talking exactly about that.
Yeah. He's written an analysis of this issue and its implications for what the community will become if it becomes just a rental.
No rent.
Just becomes a short-term rental paradise for people just where the home, there's not people who are committed to living here.
And, you know, there are whole streets that are all short-term rentals, whole neighborhoods that are turning into short-term rentals. We're very lucky. We have, Bill Shine, who has been a friend of David's for years and is actually... Bill Shine is one of the reasons we started The Edge, because Bill Shine was running for, what was he? He was running for state senate after...
No, he was running for state rep. It was the senate, yeah.
Yes, because he wasn't running against Smitty. Pignatelli. He was running, when we got incorporated, I guess he was running for, he was running for a state office, soon after we got merged with Springfield. And there was not a single paper in the Berkshires who was covering him. And we thought, this we need a better paper in the Berkshires. But Bill is a very talented guy who is... comedy writer and also a very good investigative reporter, and he has started writing sort of longer form articles for us on a regular basis. And he's doing a 4-part series on short term rentals, and this I think
and what the implications for the community are.
What's interesting about this topic is I haven't heard anybody say prohibit completely short-term rentals. I've heard let's have a fine balance between short-term rentals and having housing so people can come here and live here and work here.
Right.
No one's out and outright banning it.
No.
That's
what I don't understand. It seems like people that are in favor of this proposal, a lot of them, take it on as like, well, you can't ban this business. It's not a question of banning. It's a question of balance. I mean, look at what happened in Great Barrington. There's one liquor license left for a store. All right, there's just one. This is something else. And you know what? Who's going to get it? Well, who knows eventually. But there's got to be a question of balance where you're going to have a big store have it, you're going to have a local merchant. There's always a question of balance. It's not one or the other.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And that's, the nature of this area is changing because of the price of housing. Housing is so much more expensive than it was pre-COVID. The only problem that brokers are having right now is that they can't get enough inventory because they're selling everything and the prices are very high. You look around, the prices, we interviewed one broker, who said that the problem is when a house that costs $200,000 or $300,000 comes on the market. Somebody shows up with cash from New York, it's the broker's responsibility to get the highest price for his seller.
It is, but you know what? the economy is like anything else in life. There are highs and there are lows.
Right.
And when the lows do settle in, maybe, just maybe, some of those houses will then be changed, can go back to being offered to people on a reasonable rental. I mean, the economy doesn't stay charged up all the time, is what I'm saying. So hopefully, because that's the only hope that people have right now, because there's not one town I know, and then there's, and the people running the towns are fine people, but there's not one town I know really has any serious quick plans to put affordable workforce housing in.
No.
And that's New York.
Well, we have a few activists here who are working on it. I mean, we have the Southern Berkshire, CDC, the Community
Development Corporation.
Yeah, Community Development Corporation of South Berkshire, which is building housing. But, you know, they can't build it on the scale. You know, they're building this complex on Bridge Street in Great Barrington. And they've built something they've built a couple of projects, you know, surrounding downtown. So they're, but, you know, it's a drop in the bucket.
Well, that's it. It's like here in Northwest Connecticut. We have Habitat for Humanity in Northwest Connecticut.
Right.
They're building houses. Sharon has affordable housing. That has a waiting list, I think, of 80. Salisbury has affordable housing, which is a waiting list, I think, of 40. In North Canaan is a waiting list of like 20 or 30. I mean, the waiting list tells the story.
Yep, that's
right.
True. Exactly.
That's right. Yeah. It does, and it's it does, and it doesn't happen quickly, and you know, people don't want to live in, you know, I mean, they don't want so much to live in apartments. They want to live in houses.
Yeah.
This is this is a single family house community by and large.
It is the Berkshire Edge on air here on Robin Hood Radio. We talked just
about a major problem in this area.
A few, we just hit on a few stories, but you've got a story here next, which is a nice story, and that is a concert series being organized to honor somebody.
Oh yes, we had a local attorney, Harry Conklin, Harry Conklin, who was an attorney who was just a beloved of the community. And he died, and in his honor and in his memory, a series of concerts is being organized to support what was one of his favorite projects, which is to support local farms and independent farmers. So there's this Harry Conklin Fund for Farmsteads, and project and concert, and there's a concert for a series of concerts that will support a cause that was dear to his heart, which was local farms and local farmers.
I mean, which is also a big problem.
Yeah.
We went to. We went to a reception the other night. There's a woman named Katie Sparks who is a foodie who has moved full time to the Berkshires from New York. She's a charming woman who has spent her career in the food business, and she has started to produce with a local production company a YouTube series of conversations with farmers about how and what they raise, and how it, you know, and then she, it, part of it is conversations with farmers, part of it is cooking, and she shows how to cook the produce that farmers raise. But the real conversation is, this is really about how valuable farmers are, how important it is for us to, you know, if we want to maintain the kind of food we have and the kind of lifestyle we have in the Berkshires, how important it is to support farmers.
And your next story, I stole and mentioned it on the air, but I gave you credit for it. I give you credit for it, and that is another donation has come forward for the Clinton Church in Great Barrington, as they have a big tab in front of them to restore that, but they're slowly getting in that direction.
Yes, they were. The Clinton Church, historic Clinton Church, which is really historic church for that was served the African American culture in, and is now is proposed to be a African American cultural heritage center in Great Barrington, in a what is now a deconsecrated church. But it's the church that W.E. Du Bois attended, and when he lived here, and so there's this. It's been a project to, restore this church, and it's been supported by the Mass Cultural Council and the Massachusetts Development.
Yeah, they just got a $117,000 capital grant.
Right.
From Mass Development and Mass Cultural Council. So,
and this is a it's supported by the Upper Housatonic Valley National Heritage Association. So this restoration has been going on, you know, it's been proposed for a while, and it's now it looks like it's going to happen.
It's, and they're talking millions of dollars to do this, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Yes, right. But it's very important. I mean, Great Barrington has a very, I mean, as a lot of the Berkshires, but Great Barrington has a very rich African-American culture. And this church, which no longer, you know, had enough of a congregation to survive, but was, you know, in what was the African-American neighborhood in Great Barrington, it's very important that this be preserved. So, you know, they hope that they will have programs and exhibitions that will...
Well, it'll serve as a spiritual, cultural, and political hub is what they're hoping for.
Right.
It's 130 years old.
They're
trying to preserve here.
And the other thing that's very nice about it is that the people who are supporting it are a very mixed group of blacks and whites, so that it's not, you know, it's very much sort of, you know, bringing the community together around our around the African American history in Great Barrington and the Berkshires.
All right. Let's wrap it up with some good news story, and that is, I'll mention, because everybody knows this name in the Tri-State region, Roger the Jester.
Roger the Jester? Oh, yeah. He's a delightful character.
Who entertains children regularly.
We have a feature that highlights businesses and local businesses, and Berkshires is our...
we have a local currency.
We have a local currency, actually. You know, we could secede. You know, things get out of hand. We could just secede. We have our own money. But in any case, Berkshires is a local currency that is accepted by local businesses here.
And so once a month, we do a story on... a business that accepts Berkshires.
Right.
Roger the Jester.
Roger Reed. Yep.
Is one of the local businesses that accepts, and he's been doing this for 49 years, for children and their people and their children and their grandchildren have all been entertained by Roger the Jester. I mean, he does it publicly. He's available for parties, galas, birthday parties, galas, festivals, and he accepts Berkshires.
Well, there you go.
So
he's a delightful character.
Yes, right. So this is one of our people of, you know, that contribute to the local color in the Berkshires.
And the local currency.
And the local currency, yes.
Right.
Gosh, I remember doing a live broadcast with Roger the Jester.
Oh, really?
Has to be close to 30 years ago.
he's been doing it for
nearly 50 years.
Yeah,
well, I was going to say Roger and I are in the same boat. won't be long before they'll be wheeling him and myself out in a wheelchair.
No, well, right.
And laughing all the way. I mean,
that's exactly right. That's right, exactly right.
No, he's a delightful character.
Yep.
Just
absolutely.
It brings a smile to everybody, and he's just a delight. Just a real community institution, actually, all by himself.
Well, these stories and many more at theberkshireedge.com.
Look for our new print magazine in circulation. We've changed the name. It used to be called Berkshire's Calendar Magazine, and it is now called Out and About with the Berkshire Edge.
All right, Out and About with the Berkshire Edge magazine format, of course, 24 hours a day, theberkshireedge.com. Have a great holiday weekend, guys, and we'll speak to you next week.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
That is our show for today, the Berkshire Edge on air, theberkshireedge.com.